In Japan, when we hear the word house, we think of a wooden house, and we know that it will lose its worth about 30 years after it is built. So when we want to buy to live in, we will not look for a house over 30 years old. We try to buy a new house. On the contrary, in some European countries, they seem to think that the word house means a house made of stone, and they know it will last a very long time. So they may think a 30-year-old house rather new. I didn't know that there was such a big difference in the idea of a house. I've been friends with the Swiss family for a long time. Last Christmas, I received a card from them. It said, "We bought a farmhouse in a very small village and moved there." I was very interested in the word farmhouse, and I wanted to see what a farmhouse in Switzerland was like. So when I had a chance to spend some holidays in Europe, I made up my mind to go to Switzerland and call at their house. I found the appearance of their house a little old, but it was beautiful, large and grand. It had 5 bedrooms, and their wallpaper was new and pretty. The kitchen had been modernised. They seemed to be very pleased with the house. I asked the hostess of the house, "How old is this house?" I was very surprised at her answer. She said, "I'm not sure, but maybe this was built about 200 years ago." In Japan, who would buy a house 200 years old? Nobody would even buy a 20-year-old house. It took rather a long time for me to understand why the family had bought the house. Looking at my puzzled expression, she said that it was common for Swiss people to buy such an old house. What is more, she added that it would last for a few more centuries. This caused me to realise the reason. During that time, another family may live in it, and still another may do the same. It will be taken care of and loved by several families in its long history.